You know the lady who pretty much dominated the last couple of months across TikTok and Instagram, the Hawk 2 lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's still on the go.
Fair play to her.
She's still doing that. Like, I mean, when you become Instagram or internet famous off the back of like 4 seconds, musical underpants, 4 seconds of a clip that just has gone, nothing has ever gone so viral. So she was doing an interview the other day with Bill Maher in the States. He wanted to find out about the whole kind of becoming super famous. But when she was talking to him, he was trying to find out a little bit about her, a little bit of background, what kind of music she's into. And they started talking about hip hop and rap music. Yeah?
It's old to you, old rap. To me, it's like same. Jay-Z and Tupac. No? You've heard of Jay-Z.
Yeah, and Tupac. I've heard of both of them. I just don't listen to them like that.
Yeah.
He says that one song Jay-Z's in. It's like, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato, you know.
She thought the lyrics for New York.
I think she's just trying to coin another phrase and get famous.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
She thought this was that. How would you listen to it?
It sounds like it.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato sounds exactly like...
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
That is the best misheard lyric I've ever heard.
It's all I'm going to ever hear when I hear that song.
Morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Right, it's all about the Olympians. They were home yesterday, home to heroes welcomes, as they rightly should be. The best team we've ever sent. The biggest haul of medals we've ever got.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's inspiring stuff. It does make you feel a little bit useless, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Seeing these incredible people. But then you see them perform at the Olympics, and their routine might take 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, it might be something like a long jump or a shot put or whatever. And this is like 10 years of work.
The training is unreal.
For about 20, 30 seconds, like one shot at doing something.
Yeah, I always think that about the sprints.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The sprint is literally, the gun goes off, they're finished. And as you said, it's 10 years of training for that.
Yeah, but I told you yesterday on the show, 100 years ago, the 100 metre record, the man who won that, Harald Abraham was his name.
In 1924. Yeah.
100 years later, you would think with all the science and the nutrition and the running gear and the training gear that we have, that men would be running like 4 or 5 seconds faster. It was 0.81.
Yeah.
That's the difference between 100 years ago and now. That's how tight that is.
So doesn't that then just prove really that man can only go as fast as he can go?
Well,
do you know what I mean?
You would think though, like after 100 years that we've just... The difference in structure of these guys from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you ever see hurlers? A photograph of hurlers from 1982 and all the lads look 60 in it. Do you ever notice... You know those old GAA photographs?
Yeah, they kind of do look older, actually.
They all have these mad big heads of hair. Yeah. And they all look, and most of them have a woodbine hanging out of them.
It's the same as the footballers from back then.
They all look like they're in their mid-60s.
They don't all look like granddads. It's a load of granddads running around on a pitch.
But if you look at the footage from 100 years ago, or the photography from 100 years ago, these are just like lads that are like working on farms and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then versus the build of the runners of today, you would think they'd be running like 3 or 4 seconds quicker.
It's interesting.
But anyway, what brought me onto that? Yes, the Olympians. Who was there last night? Kelly was there. What a legend. Aww. Wouldn't you love to go for pints with Kelly?
Yeah, she's...
This is sport. We forget about absolutely everything and we just do what we have to do in sport. You know, we're a small nation, but we're a mighty nation. And we'll fight and we'll keep on fighting. And that's the way we are. That's why we are who we are.
And it was done outside the GPO as well, I thought. It just had that lovely kind of historical setting to bring them back. And brilliant photographs of all the Olympians with their gold, silvers and bronze on the front of the Examiner this morning. Fintan McCarthy.
When you're over there, we're a bit removed. You know, we're focusing on our performance and then we're celebrating with each other. So just to see what it's done for the people at home and how happy everyone is, it's been crazy. But I can't wait to get out there and see everyone.
We just love any reason to celebrate. And especially when it comes to sport. I mean, I was getting behind sports that I didn't even know existed. I was like, we have a team in that?
I know. Isn't that amazing about the Olympics? All these sports that come up that you didn't even know were in the Olympics.
Like breakdancing. What the hell?
How can we not mention that? But yeah.
Ray Gunn, the Australian breakdancer. There's more videos coming through of her.
I know, yeah.
And it's everyone thinks it was a wind-up, but no, she's a legit breakdancer.
She's a legit breakdancer. This is her career.
Mm-hmm. Now, she works, I think she has an office job at home in Australia, but she won loads of different breakdancing tournaments in Australia.
Do you know what I think was the one thing that made people question whether it was legit or not? It was the kangaroo move.
Yeah, she was trying to bring in a bit. And then she did some bunny hops.
Jump and some bunny hops.
Yeah, she was trying to make it uniquely Australian. And people were like, is she okay? Is she all right?
Oh, bless her. It was awful, wasn't it?
And she was dressed in cricket gear.
Yeah.
Which is very strange.
Yeah. And a lot of people did think it was a wind-up. A lot of people did.
Which means there's hope for us all.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. What's your Olympic talent? What could you win gold in?
Oh, gymnastics.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Actually,
it would be swimming, probably. Synchronized swimming, because I do a lot of that stuff under the water. Yeah.
Well, you synchronize.
I can tell by your face that you don't believe me.
I don't believe you.
Ask my family what I was doing for a week over there in Portugal. I was on the bottom of the pool.
You were doing synchronized swimming?
Yeah.
With who?
I can do handstands. No, no, no. I can do leg splits.
With who?
Myself.
You can synchronize with yourself, Vic.
Yes, you can.
Look at me. I'm lifting my own leg. Give us a gold.
I'm serious.
No, I don't think so. Was there a mirror in the bottom of the pool?
No, just me.
Okay. Nell has been on to me here and she has sent in a WhatsApp message with about 9, you know that rolling laughing emoji?
Yeah.
You know, the one with tears coming out of its eyes. Saying, Vic does synchronized swimming on her own.
Yeah. I'm synchronising with myself.
Of course, yeah. And I'm in the Mile High Club as well.
Yeah.
I was on my own, admittedly. Yeah. Which is... Does that count, Vic?
Oh, lads.
Would you like a history lesson?
Go on, so. What's it about?
It's a history lesson about the middle finger.
Oh, go on, so.
Why do we give people the middle finger?
No idea, because your man next to me does it.
Yeah, but why did it become a thing?
I don't know.
This is fascinating.
It is, go on.
I love these little history nuggets. Yeah. So it goes back to the English and the French during a war when the weaponry they were using was arrows, bow and arrows. I'll let this man pick it up.
Before the Battle of Agincourt in 1415, the French, anticipating victory over the English, proposed to cut off the middle finger of all captured English soldiers because you can't shoot arrows without a middle finger. The British used this famous English longbow. It was made of the native English yew tree. And the act of drawing the longbow back was known as plucking the yew, or pluck yew. Sadly for the French, the English won and began mocking the French by waving their middle fingers at the defeated French, saying, see, we can still pluck yew. Now, over the years, Americans have since changed up the words, and pluck yew is now, well, you know what it is. And the one-finger salute, because of the pheasant feathers on the arrows used with a longbow, is known as giving someone the bird.
That's flipping someone the bird.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Next time you're at the dung kettle and you whip out the middle finger.
You know what you're doing.
Pretend you're an English bow person and the person in the car beside you is French.
Yeah.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for the battle of all battles.
Oh, dear.
It's been a long time since we had dad gags off the air. We were away for a couple of weeks, and this fella is bursting to get out of the traps and ready to go. It's Rory versus Vic.
Yes.
Round one.
Right, Rory.
Rory O'Hagan, take it away, please.
Okay, okay, okay. To be frank, I'd have to change my name.
Oh, don't give it.
Come here, let's pull it.
All right, go on.
Yay.
Victoria, what have you got?
The man who invented autocorrect walks into a barn, he orders a bear. Do you get it?
I got it.
Do you get it?
I tried going into one of those trampoline places, but I couldn't get past the bouncers.
I've come from a family of failed magicians. I have two half-sisters.
Not bad.
I tried calling the Tinnitus helpline, but it just keeps ringing. Stop the world.
God, lads.
Let's go.
How do you measure how heavy a red hot chili pepper is? Give it away. Give it away.
give it away now. That's good.
I read a book called How to End Punchlines with Beatles Song Titles. That's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back. I read it yesterday.
Yes!
Did Prendeville give someone a joke this morning?
Yes, he gave me one. Did he give you one as well?
No, he just groaned.
This is from Neil.
Okay.
I used to be a werewolf, but I'm all right now.
Oh, Jesus, man.
That's a pretty good dad gag, no?
Do you know what my granddad said just before he kicked the bucket?
What?
How far do you think I can kick this bucket?
I ordered an Uber the other day. My driver was Russian. His name was Pekop Andropov.
I looked up opaque in the dictionary, but the definition was not clear. It's always a delayed reaction.
It is. Last one to Vic.
Last one to me. Do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii or just aloha?
Aloha. All right. I think it's clear to me as the adjudicator to Dad Gags this morning that clearing the ditch with 10 points versus 6 points. It's Victoria Nichols.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
It is 6:42 in the morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 13th of November. That's what it feels like out there. Really, like when I was getting into the car this morning at 4:45, it was sideways rain. Pitch dark. I was like, it's November, everybody.
No, it feels like that, doesn't it? American singer and actress Elle King. So this is the girl who had a few hit singles. One of them was X's and O's. Do you remember that one? Her dad is a famous actor, Rob Schneider, actor and comedian. And she gave a pretty good view of how their relationship is at the minute. It's not great. He is a Trump supporter.
Okay.
And the two of them are clearly clashing over that as well as lots of other things. Have a listen to the interview.
My dad called me and was like, don't talk about me in the press. I was like, if I would ever spend a summer with my dad, it would be on a movie set. I would just get lost in the shuffle. If I ever messed up a shot, if I ever was talking, like, I would get in trouble. I was like a really, really heavy child. My dad sent me to fat camp. And then I got in trouble one year because I sprained my ankle and I didn't lose any weight. I disagree with a lot of the things that he says. You're talking out your ass and you're talking about drag and, you know, anti-gay rights. And it's like, get he's just talking out of and I want to use this opportunity to say, I disagree. I don't want to be associated with him.
Well, that house doesn't sound like an absolute mess. Jesus.
Yeah, she just let rip.
She sounds equally as mad as your man.
Do you think so?
Fat camp.
No, he sent her.
I know, but that's a thing. You send your kids to fat camp.
It's a thing in the States. It's actually quite a popular thing in the States. To us, it seems absolutely crazy, but it's quite a normal thing in the States.
So if kids are overweight...
Absolutely. That's what they do for the summer, is they go to a fat camp.
That's horrific, Vic.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So a child that has weight issues...
Yes,
is now sent off...
By their parents.
No, knowing that this is why I'm here.
Possibly from a recommendation of a teacher in school...
Now, I could be missing the trick on this. Maybe it's an education thing and a food education thing. I don't know, but that's insane.
It's the name of it.
Yeah.
For a start, needs to be changed. Like, you can't call it that.
Do they actually call it that?
They call it that. Now, I think they do. I mean, unless she's just calling it that as a nickname. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit of an insight into Elle King and Rob Schneider's relationship there. It sounds like sounds like a teenage daughter that has a gripe, though, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, very telling. The Strictly lineup has been completed. Now, like, this is the beleaguered Strictly Come Dancing, as you know. Has been like torn through the press in the last couple of months for all different kinds of reasons. But they're going ahead with the next series. They've released the lineup. Will I give you the lineup?
It'll be loads of people I've never heard of, but sure, go on.
Okay. Chris McCausland, he's the blind comedian. He's actually very funny.
Okay.
Jamie Borthwick, who's an EastEnders actor. Pete Wicks, who's a TOWIE star. Tom Dean, who's an Olympic swimmer. Toya Wilcox, who's an 80s pop star. Remember Toya?
No.
Okay. Tasha Guri, the Love Island star. Shane Ward, Corrie star, X Factor winner. JLS singer, JB Gill. Welsh opera singer, Wyn Evans. TV doctor, Poonam Krishnan, gladiator Montel Douglas, actress Sarah Hadland, presenter Nick Knowles, football pundit Paul Merson, and Olympian and presenter Sam Quick.
I got Shane Ward.
There you go.
On the bingo card.
Happy days.
Yeah, one name on the bingo card.
There you go.
Go on, Wardy.
Yay. My name is Jeff.
I heard an incredible story about two lads that got banned from something. Have you been banned from anything, like a nightclub or a pub or...
I've been kicked out of several nightclubs, all right, but I don't
have you? Why were you kicked out?
It was a drunken miss.
Okay, yeah, just in being an idiot.
They were like, come here, you've been warned. I was like, you know, you can't even argue with them. Like, oh,
yeah, 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 you're right. You throw yourself out. Yeah. You put your own hand behind your back.
I'll see myself out, lad, you're grand.
I'll get my own coat.
So, you know the way with the Australian breakdancer lady, Ray Gunn, who's making headlines all over the world. It has now thrown up the dust of all these other stories that have come out of Australia. And... North Korea had a golf tournament back in 2016 and they invited professional golfers from around the globe. This is when North Korea was trying to open itself up to the globe, you know, and trying to go, hey, we're not so bad. We're okay. We're not that mad. And they had a big golf tournament and they invited pros from around the world, paid a fortune to fly them in.
Okay.
These two lads, they were polo players. Okay, you know, horse polo, you know, with the stick and the ball. They read online that North Korea were looking for golfers and nobody from Australia had applied. So they applied. They went online and applied to go over to North Korea and play golf. And the North Korean government, within 5 minutes, emailed them back and said, we would be delighted to have you both with us. They flew them over, flew them into China, and you can get a bullet train from China straight into North Korea, apparently. And they put them up, like they had like hundreds of people to greet them off the train. The boys have never played golf in their life. Never. They put them up in this incredible hotel. Food, drink, booze, cigars. They were living the life for about 2 days. And then the next day they went out to play the tournament. And they were assigned their own security. They were assigned their own press. They were assigned their own fans. There was like 100 people following them around hole for hole. So they step up on to tee off. And your man, the first swing, he was still hung over from the night before, but he hockeyed the ball so much he nearly killed one of the dignitaries. It skimmed past your man's head. And they were hitting nothing. Like, they were tapping, the ball was going nowhere. And like, the North Koreans are looking at them going, okay, either they've had a heavy night or these lads don't know what they're doing. By the fourth hole, they've sussed out these guys are on an absolute wind-up. One of the journalists from America said, lads, they're on to you. They know you're not golfers. Get out of this country now. Yeah. So they ran into some bushes, got out the other side, got back to the hotel. Now, remember, their passports have been taken off them getting into the country. And they managed somehow to get back through lifts and taxis and whatnot and get out of the country before North Korea realized that they had gone. They picked up their passports back at the border. Then North Korea issued a state emergency and contacted the Australian government and said, we would like them to come back to make an official apology to the nation.
Oh, God.
Now, the Australian government are saying, lads, if you go over there, you're brown bread, like, you're never going to be seen again. So they had to intervene to stop North Korea getting involved with extraditing the two fake golfers.
Oh, my.
To get
that is
them
some story, isn't it?
But how they got out of it alive... I'll never know. And that is why you don't play golf. Not only is it the most frustrating game in the world, it could get you killed by the North Koreans. 7:36 is the time, right? 100 grand next.
With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
Stunning amounts of money that we need to get rid of, and it's going to go on Friday if somebody answers the phone. If they don't, we will roll over. That 100 grand could turn into 120 grand pretty promptly, but I would prefer if somebody answered their phone and just took this 100k off us.
Oh yeah,
that's what we're giving you a chance to win. 100,000 euro in cash Friday. We did 50k.
I'm on the phone with the Cork machine.
Let's do it.
50,983.41.
It's time to celebrate. Well done. Congratulations.
Mate, you're not making me life. I'm on the phone with the Cork machine. I'm about to win 50 grand. Oh, mate, for having me.
To the Dublin community of Cork, you have left your homeland and somehow you've jumped the ditch and we've let you in. You see, sometimes we let you in too. So if you want to win the Red FM cash machine and be like Carol, what a winner. We should have a week of Carol just winning the cash machine.
He's so good, isn't he?
If you want to be the next big winner of €100,000, this is what we need to do. So if you're in the draw already, you're in. If not, text RED to 57557. That is the word RED to 57557. To play this game, it will cost you €2.50 to enter. You have to be over 18 and you are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you the T's and C's and the entry must be with us Friday before 3 p.m. If you enter after 3 p.m. on Friday, you will not be in this draw. You will miss the crack. So get it in now or before Friday, 3 p.m. You must answer your phone within 5 rings. I always remind you, if you enter the cash machine, the most important thing that you can do is set an alarm on your phone. Red FM, 3 p.m. Make sure you have us on because you could be off doing different bits and pieces and you forget that you're in this thing.
You do. You can't forget, you see.
You leave your phone down and then you come back and there's a missed call from a private number and you might have missed €100,000, the most expensive phone call of your life. So set your alarm, have your phone with you, charged up, ready to rock, because if you miss this call, well, you'll never know. This is the other thing about it. You'll never know.
No, yeah.
Because we don't go, hi, it's Barry. You just missed €100,000.
No, thank God.
We don't leave any voice notes. You'll never know. You just need to answer and be ready. And we don't know your name until we call you, by the way. It's just a number.
It's a random number
saved on the system that is randomly picked. So if you want to play, text RED to 57557 for €100,000 this Friday.
Red FM Summer Cash Machine.
Sharon is squealing at me on WhatsApp. Did you say that the cabin crew are at Electric Picnic? She got her 2 tickets, so she's going this weekend.
Brilliant.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
The gang will be there doing a show. You will see them this weekend. They'll be part of the Today FM Soundgarden stage. So if you're going to be there this weekend, watch out for the Cork and Clare kids combined. I doubt it. Doing their thing live at the Electric Picnic.
Brilliant.
Now, this is the thing. I mean, once we get them in there, you know, like, you know, when 30 kids scatter across Electric Picnic.
That's true, actually. Never thought of that.
We'll have to put tags on them or something.
Yeah, will, yeah.
It's going to be brilliant. The Spark will be live at Electric Picnic this weekend. Amazing.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. It's Johnny Burke from Kanturk. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Johnny, what's the crack?
Good morning, Casey, kid.
How are you, bye?
Good,
I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. It's lovely to be back with you, Johnny. What's the crack with Johnny's bank account at the moment? If you could make a noise that symbolises your bank account, what would it be?
That actually sounded like a buzzer, Johnny. Fair play.
Yes, it's been an expensive summer for everybody.
Yeah.
If you've been doing anything or going anywhere. Okay. And how are the kids? All good? You've got how many kids at home, Johnny?
I have 4, but I call 2 of them kids and 2 of them are, adults, like, you know.
They're kiddles, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuddles.
Yeah, but they're still hitting Johnny for 20 quid every weekend, aren't they?
The first words out of their mouth was, can I have?
Yes.
Yeah. Or have you got?
Have you got?
Yeah.
Can you drive me? Can you revolute me? That's all I hear.
I know, yeah.
I need.
It's all about, we were exactly the same, Johnny. Yeah. Exactly the same.
Casey,
all right.
Before we get going, could I give a shout out here to the lads in the group chat because they're going to break my arse after this.
Okay.
It's an old school DJ group chat, yeah?
Okay. So who's in this group chat?
Jeez, there's about 10 of us in there, so I can't call them all out. If I leave one out, they'll be off in the back.
Of course,
so
of course.
All the lads, all the old school DJs.
Old school DJs. I should be in that myself. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
White Lifeguard TV show starred Pamela Anderson, Johnny.
Baywatch / Boobatch.
In what game can you score a bullseye? What game can you... Jared's question number 3. What former glamour model was arrested at an airport? Question number 4. What age is Mick Jagger?
81.
Question number 5. Who is up against Trump in the US presidential race? So it's a lady.
Oh, Mary Biden.
Mary Biden. Question number six. Where is the where's the next Olympics going to be held?
Portugal.
Question number seven.
Stop the clock.
Oh, Jesus, stop the hope. Can you name a movie that starred Madonna? A movie that starred Madonna?
In bed with Madonna.
Question number eight. Facebook paid how much to buy WhatsApp in 2014? 10 or 19 billion?
19.
Johnny, if you stop, if you stop the messing and get me answers, you might
That's
have won
so
this
funny.
Thing.
Yes, you're giving stupid questions.
Me giving stupid questions? You just said boob watch.
He's right, though. I can't deny that.
That is very true. It was Saturday afternoon.
It was. Oh, yeah.
12 years old, looking at the telly going.
If we had the recording on the boxes back then, the thing would be full.
You couldn't pause the telly. That was the problem back in the day, could you?
No. You have to be quick.
Touch wood.
Exactly. Listen, Johnny, we got to love you and leave you, buddy. You've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll talk to you another day, all right?
And I love the crew and have a good day, yeah?
See you later, kid. Oh, my good Lord. Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Stream the entire House of the Dragon box set with a Now Entertainment membership.
Okay, let's get started. Are you first-time buyers?
Yeah, it's our first time.
So, it's your first time here?
No, it's first time buying.
Did you say no for first time buying?
No, wait, hold on.
Okay, please hold.
What?
1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. It's Johnny Burke from Kanturk. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Johnny, what's the crack?
Good morning, Casey, kid.
How are you, bye?
Good, yourself?
I'm not too bad. How, thank you very much. It's lovely to be back with you, Johnny. What's the crack with Johnny's bank account at the moment? If you could make a noise that symbolises your bank account, what would it be?
That actually sounded like a buzzer, Johnny. Fair play.
Yes, it's... It's been an expensive summer for everybody.
Yeah.
If you've been doing anything or going anywhere. And how are the kids? All good? You've got how many kids at home, Johnny?
I have four, but I call two of them kids and two of them are, geez me, adults, like, you know.
They're kiddles, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, adults.
Yeah, but they're still hitting Johnny for 20 quid every weekend, aren't they?
The first words out of their mouth was, can I have?
Yes.
Yeah. Or have you got?
Have you got?
Yeah.
Can you drive me? Can you revolute me? That's all I hear.
I know, yeah.
I need.
It's all about, we were exactly the same, Johnny. Yeah. Exactly the same.
Casey,
all right.
Before we get going, could I give a shout out here to the lads in the group chat because they're going to break my arse after this.
Okay.
It's the old school EJ group chat, yeah?
So who's in this group chat?
Jeez, there's about 10 of us in there, so I can't call them all out. If I leave one out, they'll be offended.
Of course,
so
of course.
All the lads, all the old school EJs.
Old school DJs. I should be in that myself. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What lifeguard TV show starred Pamela Anderson, Johnny?
Baywatch / Boobatch.
In what game can you score a bullseye? What game can you... Jared's question number 3. What former glamour model was arrested at an airport? Question number 4. What age is Mick Jagger?
81.
Question number 5. Who is up against Trump in the US presidential race? So it's a lady.
Mary Biden.
Mary Biden. Question number 6. Where is the where's the next Olympics going to be held?
Portugal.
Question number 7.
Stop the clock.
Oh, Jesus, stop the hope. Can you name a movie that starred Madonna? A movie that starred Madonna?
In bed with Madonna.
Question number 8. Facebook paid how much to buy WhatsApp in 2014? 10 or 19 billion?
19.
Johnny, if you stop, if you stop the messing and get me answers, you might
That's
have won
so
this
funny.
Thing.
Yes, you giving stupid questions.
Me giving stupid questions? You just said boob watch.
Well,
he's right, though. I can't deny that.
That is very true. It was Saturday afternoon.
It was. Oh, yeah.
12 years old, looking at the telly going...
If we had the recording on the boxes back then, the thing would be full.
You couldn't pause the telly. That was the problem back in the day, could you?
No. You have to be quick.
Touch wood. Exactly. Listen, Johnny, we got to love you and leave you, buddy. You've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll talk to you another day, all right?
And I love the crew, and have a good day. Yeah?
See you later, kids.
With KC. VIPs on Cork's Good Time, Red FM.
Victoria, what have we got?
Okay, Miley Cyrus has become the youngest ever star to receive the Disney Legends Award. Did you hear about this?
Is this for who was she again?
Hannah
Montana.
That's it. Well done. Yeah, for Hannah Montana. So she's been the youngest ever person to receive the award.
So what did she get for that now? Is it a big trophy and, I don't know, like... Five kilos of coal. Does she get the she gets to drive tarmac?
I tell you what, she didn't get. She didn't get a congratulations card from her dad anyway.
That's for sure.
God, wow.
There was a buzz in that Burbank Disney office where it's rumored that they create all of us Disney kids. I definitely wasn't created in a lab, and if I was, there must have been a bug in the system which caused me to malfunction somewhere between the years of 2013 and 16. Disney Legends secret. Legends get scared too. I'm scared right now. But the difference is we do it anyway. And all of you can do that every single day. It's legendary to be afraid and do it anyway. There is no such thing as failure when you try. That's the only way you lose.
Woo! You go, girl. Hannah Montana, there life coach.
She probably did that for a long time, didn't she?
Yeah, she was doing it for 5 or 6 years.
And then she got into movies after that.
Yeah,
very good. You're a bit of an old romantic, aren't you?
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
You are.
Terrible.
Yeah, you are. I'm going to get you to tell the story in a minute. Actress Blake Lively, has been talking about how romantic her husband Ryan Reynolds was when they first got together. So she was just talking about, you know, the little things he used to do and how she kind of fell for him. Have a listen.
My husband and I first got together, he would send me a bouquet of flowers every week, but he would always send a card and it would just be like a sentence of something that had happened that week, but like something funny that one of us said or something emotional that one of us said. And it was just like a little like quote of the week. And it was just like,
oh my God.
Someone who like sees you or remembers or like a funny story, I would like tell them something funny that happened in my day or like seven words, like a little quote of our week. And it was like such a beautiful romantic thing. And then we had 4,000 children. Yeah.
Bordering on creepy, but you know,
smug.
Whatever you're having yourself,
just a little bit.
No, that's kind of nice, isn't it? So yeah. he would quote something that had happened during the week, either something that she'd said to him or something that he'd said to her. Now, tell us about what romantic thing you did when you first got together with your wife.
I bought a tray of Jaeger bombs.
Oh, for God's sake!
Red FM breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.